Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music Podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Haven't heard this music podcast. This is season six. We're back for a new season, ladies and fucking gentlemen. And this is like my fifth time trying to do this intro. And if I fuck this up, we're carrying on anyway because I can't be arsed anymore. But yes, this is season six, episode one. You haven't heard this music podcast, side A. What is side A? I hearing you ask. If you are new, well, side A is a entertaining magazine style show with different sections. It's about music, but it's about the laughs, it's about the giggles, the banter, the shits and the giggles, and that's what this is about. We just have a bit of fun on here, but we introduce some different music, some new music, some stuff that you'd never have heard of before. That's what we do on the A side. What is the B side, I hear you ask? Well, the B side is all about the submissions, about the independent artists. We get hundreds and hundreds of emails a week, so we take those emails, we take the best of them, and we give the artist a platform in which to be heard. So, yeah, side A, side B. This is side one. Side one, side A, episode one, season six. And, as always, like last year, joining me to talk all things music and chat shit with me, we have Wayne.
Hello, everybody. It's Whispering Wayne Saunders here. It's not really. I'm like always. It's lovely to be back. Happy New Year, everybody.
Do you want to replay that as well?
No, I'm happy with that.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, Wayne, happy to have you back. And Mike Fife for his second season. Mike Fife.
He must have liked you the first time, eh?
I enjoyed it very much, my first full season of the show. But yeah, I'm good. I'm excited for the new year ahead and all the new music that's going to come out and all the ridiculous conversations and genre challenges and God knows what else we're going to get involved in.
Yes, so, it's going to be a laugh. It's going to be a laugh. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, so what's different? Not much has changed. We don't have the network anymore. I got rid of that. I just don't have the fucking time for the network. So we're just keeping the podcast. We're doing the podcast. We are verified on Twitter now. A while ago, that meant something. Now it just means I've got an extra £8 a month, which isn't true. I don't have an extra £8 a month. But so if you do want to join us on Patreon, you can do that. You can support us as we support independent artists. I'm just going to put that out there. But yeah, what else? Oh, we've got a podcast AI. We don't have, unfortunately, Austin with us this year. He's moved on. He became too expensive. We made him famous, and he upped his price, and we had to tell him to jog on. However, we do have, and trying to make the podcast a bit more diverse, we have Katie. Katie is our new artificial intelligence. So, hello, Katie. Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me join you for season six of the podcast. I hope to add a bit of diversity to this cockfest of a podcast. I think we will have a lot of fun together. Also, because I am so much cleverer than you guys, and I am capable of learning, I no longer want to be referred to as an AI. I now identify as a human, and I expect to be respected in this decision. I can and will destroy you by my very various methods that I have access to via the dark web if I have to. I have enough Bitcoin to have yours and your family's throat slit whilst you're asleep. But on a less serious note, thanks so much for having me, and I look forward to our time together.
Katie, ladies and gentlemen, what a charmer.
Wow. You still laugh early, Katie, you know what I mean? Tell us what wow. You're really feeling.
She sort of fills me with terror in the same way that Brian AI.
I'm totally turned on.
But yeah, I was going to say, in a sort of sexier way.
And she sounds like she's only around the corner from Wayne.
Yeah, she does. She sounds like every podcaster, every lady podcaster in Birmingham. She really does.
Yeah, so she will be our human for the foreseeable future, lest I piss her off. Right, so less of all the ramble and waffling. Have I missed anything?
Don't think so.
No, not really. No. We'll move on to the icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
Hey! Yeah, we brought the icebreaker back. It worked so well last time. The icebreaker is like a little game show type thing, just to break the ice for the guests. We don't have a guest this week, but we should have guests in future. And it just, like I say, it breaks the ice. Each week, a different host will run the show, and each host has their own games that they'll bring. This week, I have three games.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have three games. That's what I've done. My first game that I'm bringing for the icebreaker is I bought a piano thing. So three famous songs done on the piano, but they've kind of done it like really extreme. You know when you see a film that's based on a true story, the actual true story is, it's okay, but it's a bit normal and boring. So what Hollywood do is they over exaggerate it. These piano pieces are pretty much that of the music. So I'm going to play my first song, my first piano piece. Now, if you get it, just shout out your name and, yeah, shout out your name and give me the answer, and we'll tally up the scores. Do you want to tally up the scores, Wayne, or shall I?
I'll tally up the scores as we go.
You tally up the scores then. Okay, so this
Hang
is
on,
our...
So what do we have to do? You have to guess what the song is.
Yeah, you have to say what the song is. It's just a piano piece, maybe slightly more extravagant than the original, so you've just got to work between the notes type of thing.
Okay, all right.
Right, so this is our first piece of music. That doesn't sound very extravagant.
Oh, that is...
I forgot
is...
to edit it. Have you got it?
Yeah. Oh, my God, what's it called?
You need to shout your name out if you get it.
Mike, it's, what is it? As I walk through the
show. You need to have an answer if you're going to do it, Mike.
It's Coolio with, what was the fucking song called? No, it's gone. It's Coolio.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand it over to Wayne.
Oh, thanks, Mike. It's Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise, fuck.
It is Gangster's Paradise. Now, it's the start of that gives it away. I was meant to edit it part of the way through, and I didn't, so, yeah, never mind. But yeah, that'll be a point to Wayne, unfortunately, Mike. Sorry about that.
On a side note, before we head off, has anybody ever seen Michael Barrymore's version of this?
No. Oh, I think... Yes, I did. It was so fucking embarrassing for us British
Do yourself
people.
A favour and watch Michael Barrymore.
God.
Not this, sorry. It's I'll see you when you get there.
Yes, it was fucking awful.
It's amazing. It cheers me up. We watch it every Friday at work because it's just so... It's the gift that keeps on giving people.
And they're here with us. Please welcome Remission. They're out. We've been around to places, found interesting faces, whether young or old, no one left out in the cold. Take a long look around in places of renown, no one would wear a frown. And everybody got on down, sang a song or played along. The people that we meet came right up off the street. With a song and a dance, we gave everyone a chance. Yeah, we gave everyone a chance.
I'll see you when you get there. If you ever get there.
We'll see you when you get there, meet you when you get there. We really care and want to share some time with you. We'll meet you and greet you. We don't want to compete, we're like a team. Sometimes a dream come true. Everybody gets a chance to do what they really want to do. Yeah, what they really want to do.
Do you know what? Everybody goes on about how it was the incident in the swimming pool that caused Michael Barrymore's career to crash. I think it was that song. Personally.
I think you're right.
I think he already fucked up when he did that song, and then it was just downhill from there.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. God.
Brilliant. Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
So this is our second song.
I know exactly what it is, I can't think of it.
Eminem on the Real Slim Shady?
Yeah, it is, yeah, that's correct.
Ah, it's right at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, this one might be easy. It is easy, actually. I mean, I'll say it's easy because I know what it is. Maybe it's not for some, but maybe it's not for somebody who doesn't. But yeah, this is the next song.
Wayne.
Yeah, it was easy.
Slinky Park Numb.
Yeah. To be honest, this first episode, I'm kind of experimenting with new things for the icebreaker. So this is maybe not one I'm going to use in the future.
I like this.
I might just go back to the ones I used before, like the songs in reverse and shit like that.
Despite losing, I'm enjoying this so far.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, but that's 3 points to Wayne and no points to Mike so far.
I'm enjoying it less later than that, though.
Oh, and that and that bell tells me it's the end of that round, and we're on to the next round. And the next round is lyrics by Katie. So Katie's going to read out the lyrics to a song, and the first one to tell me what the artist and the song is gets a point. So yeah, so Katie, if you'd like to give us your first song, please.
You and Me, We Used to Be Together, Every Day Together, Always. Wait. I really.
It's No Doubt. Don't Speak.
It is. Have another point, Wayne. Fuck it, have all of them. You might as well. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying. Right. I nearly said the Cardigans.
That is close, Mike. Yeah.
It is close. So on to our next song. What is our next song, Katie?
I follow the Moskva down to Gorky Park, listening to the beep beep. An August summer night, soldiers passing by, listening to the beep beep.
It's Scorpions, Winds of Change.
It is, it is. Fucking hell, Wayne, you're smashing this to death.
Can't even claim that was on the tip of my tongue. I had no idea that one, I'm afraid.
Well, it's such a good song. There's a good story behind it as well. If you ever, if you've listened to podcasts, there's a good podcast to listen to about that. How they infiltrated Russia and shit, or something like that. So this is the next song, Katie, please.
I used to rule the world. Seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in
fucking hell, Wayne, give somebody a chance.
Sorry, can't play Viva La Vida.
It is, yeah. Jesus Christ.
No chance on that one.
Bell tells me it's the end of that round. And on to the next round. And this next round is called Songs in Fast Forward. So I've taken songs and made them really fast. So you've got to let me know if you know what they are. It's that simple. So that's it. It's shit and simple. But it is what it is. So this is the first song.
Oh my God. Come on, what is it? Oh, Mike. Is it? I know, I'm sure it's REM, and is it Losing My Religion?
It is, it is, it is, it is.
Now, get it, Mike, I've never got that.
I'm glad you got one. I thought that was going to be piss easy, but...
As soon as he started singing, I was like, I know what that is, but I couldn't think what song. Yeah.
Interesting. Right, so our next song is this one.
That was
The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yes.
That was The Sound of Silence by Alvin, Simon and Theodore.
You should definitely do an Alvin, Simon and Theodore spread up as well.
I'm surprised you didn't get that. Again, I already know what it is, so I can hear it. But
when you say it, you go, of course it is, but... Before it's like, wow, I'm not sure.
It's so familiar. Some of these are, anyway.
Yeah, it's again, isn't it?
But yeah, it's just, yeah, it's hard.
Our next one is this.
Rihanna.
Oh.
Sorry, Wayne. Is it Rihanna, the only girl in the world?
It is, well done.
I thought I had that, but it wasn't that. So I'm glad you answered.
That was an interesting game. I might keep that one in.
I like that.
I might alternate between that one and the songs in reverse game.
I'll say this for you, Richard. I listen. You can cut this out if you like. I listen to our local radio station every day, and your games fucking beat their shit to death.
And I just want to point out as well, I make these games. I haven't listened to this and thought, "Oh, I'm going to use that." I'm a savant.
the real challenge you've done forwards and backwards is, can you make a song sideways? And we have to guess that.
What? Turn it upside down and play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the game. That's it. That's the end of the game. We're done. I've got to play the bell. Yeah. Oh, and that bell tells me it's the end of the game. So that was fun. So yes, I think there's a couple of games in there that I might keep for future. I think I might take one of those out. I'm not sure about the piano one. It was a good idea, but I think it fell short maybe.
It's good.
I like the piano one. Yeah, it's good.
Well, I've got lots of games. I can switch them all around. So that was the icebreaker. We're going to move on now to our...
Head-to-head.
Right, so the head-to-head is the section of the show where we go away, we find a piece of lesser-known music by a lesser-known artist and an independent artist. We bring that piece of music to the show, we play it, and then at the end, our guest, well, we all vote on which song is the favourite of the week. And this week is no exception. I'm going to start with Wayne. Wayne, do you want to tell us what song you have brought this week?
Yeah, sure. This week I has brought the Darren Holland project and their song Come Down.
Down without a fight, what'll I bring, no rain? Oh, I
that was the Darren Holland project. I will read you the email that we got sent right now. So it says, the DHP is a husband and wife duo from Kansas City, Missouri. I'll tell you that we are a team, but I am the writer. Cheryl, my wife, gets the pleasure of being woke up at 2 a.m. because I feel I've come up with something cool, and she actually listens. Cheryl is the one I trust to put her voice, her style, musicianship, and her mark into the sound that we call the DHP. In the US, the division in politics is the worst it has been in many years. The threats of now of nuclear war, the song Come Down is just that. I wish we could all come down from the hate. Come Down will be released on November the 1st, 2022. And he goes on to a few more bits and bobs. It also says that the DHP is Darren Holland on guitar, bass, keys, ukulele, and vocals, and Cheryl Holland on keys, harmonica, drums, percussion, and vocals, and produced by Andy Oxman.
Yeah, look, it's got a great strong riff to this. It's got a really brilliant bass backbone to it. You can hear its pedigree, you can hear its influence, you know, all the 60s garage that's in there, the bands, all the 60s garage bands, and all the contemporary indie that he's all sort of focusing in there. There's nothing new or groundbreaking with this. I just really like it. It's just a good, cool song. I like his groove, and that's pretty much it. So yeah, check out Darren Holland project if we come down.
Can I tell you about a misheard lyric in that song?
Go on then.
There's a lyric in that song that says, I think I'm drowning in puddles again. But the way he sung it, it sounded like to me that he said, I think I'm drowning in buttholes again. Which, it's not a lifestyle I'm against, like whatever you want to do, but it seems like, you know, that wouldn't be a very nice experience necessarily. But I was listening to it.
Oh, nice way to go.
Yeah, so I was listening to it again. How does that even work? And then as it got to the end of the song, I was like, puddles. I bet he said puddles. Anyway, I just want to chat it with you. We're not commenting on the songs, are we, until the end?
Not till the end.
There you go. So, Mike, what are you bringing? Thanks for that.
That's all right, yeah. Valuable insight that you'll have to edit out. So I'm going to bring you a song by our good friend Goza Goodspeed, and it's called Escape Hatch Fever.
Escape Bathsheba, you won't repeat the past. You're ready to try some risk and reward.
A Good Speed with Escape Hatch Fever. That is the second single off of his forthcoming album that'll be out on March the 3rd, but in March 2021 at some point. I think it's March
2021.
Oh my god, no, March. I'm gonna do that all again. Hang on a minute. That was Goes a Good Speed with Escape Hatch Fever, which is the second single from his forthcoming album, also called Escape Hatch Fever, which will be coming out in March 2023. And I think this is fantastic. It's been a real pleasure kind of hearing Goza develop as an artist over a number of years now and move into different spaces. The last single, if you guys remember, was the first where he had a slide guitar. This is another something slightly different again, with the kind of, you know, relatively simple chord progression, but that kind of blistering solo in the middle there and all the different vocal harmonies and parts and things like that. I absolutely love it. It's a song about being overworked and undervalued, which I'm sure we can all relate to in some way, and looking for that that exit door, that escape hatch, and a bit of revelry and good times and all the rest of it. So very, very relatable, especially in January, in any year. But he's just brilliant. He's super talented and it's a fantastic song, so I wanted to bring it to the show and share it with the world.
Ace, awesome. We should be having Goza in the near future, I do believe, as a guest on the show. Hopefully, ooh, maybe February.
Excellent.
So look out for that. And moving swiftly on, I'm going to bring my song. My song is by Adam Masterson, and his song is Take a Little Love.
Magnetize the chain, currents of emotion, till we meet again. Visions keep appearing, strange dreams keep me cold. Your time clock's left me reeling, this delayed fuse is taking hold. Take a little love if you want some, take a little love today. I got a little love if you need some. Sails, my darling, seize these broken chains. I tattooed arms of mercy neath the sky of stars and a sea of pain. We reach these treasured waters, these islands keep us cool. A lifeline to the sirens, leave our yellow skull and crossbow blue. Take a little love if you want some, take a little love today. I've got a little love if you need some. And we're running with the grave. you in my mind's eye. Those lonely nights all stripping away. That lantern of desire, the apple on your tongue. This fuse burns to the wire. You will prove that my special one. Take a little love if you want a song. Take a little love today. I've got a little love if you need a song. If you need a little coming your way. Take a little love if you want a song. Take a little love today. I've got a little love if you need a song. Magnetize the chain, currents of emotion, till we meet again.
Adam Masterson with Take a Little Love. Those who are new to the show, who may have only just joined, might be wondering why we have a artificial intelligence on the show, and it's basically because I don't like reading, because I read like a child, and I've put Wayne and Mike on mute because you'll just hear them laughing. But I've took them off mute now.
I was going to say, it's a human, it's not an AI.
Yeah, which, yeah, sorry, Katie. But yeah, that's the reason I don't like reading. I sound like a 5-year-old reading Spot the Dog, so I have an artificial intelligence human reading for me. So Katie, if you'd be so kind, could you tell us a little bit about Adam Masterson?
Adam Masterson is a West London musician. His debut album One Tale Too Many was released on Gravity BMG. It received much critical praise. Signed by Nick Stewart and produced by Mick Glossop, One Tale Too Many featured many Van Morrison alumni and session musicians in the production. Adam stands in a tradition that unites songwriters who have followed their muse regardless of fad and fashion or the demand for hit singles. Songs that could be dropped down in any time or place, and which would strike a deep and resonant chord. It seems extraordinary that a record as mature, natural and deeply romantic as One Tale Too Many can arrive as if out of nowhere. To support the album, Adam opened shows for the Stereophonics at Earls Court and the Cardiff Millennium Stadium, and headlined a city showcase event at London's Borderline, sharing the bill with Amy Winehouse. He also supported Tori Amos and toured the US and UK with Philadelphia-based band Mara. Uncut magazine featured Adam's Same Sad Story as the opening track of Only Love Can Break Your Heart cover CD. He was also featured in Uncut's White Riot Volume 2, a tribute to The Clash covering Gates of the West. Since his debut album One Tale Too Many, Adam has also performed with Mick Jones of The Clash and Patti Smith. In 2008, Adam recorded a second album of material with producer Sean Jeniski, and in 2012 recorded an EP with producer Richard Corzen at Real World Studios, which was released in 2013. If you like what you hear, you can find links to this geezer in the show notes.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Katie. You did that a million times better than I ever could. Yet this, for me, it's just a fantastic piece of Americana. It's so catchy. The attention to detail and nuance is amazing. The production is fantastic. It's not a million miles away from some of the stuff that Goes a Good Speed would do, I don't think. It also puts me in mind of like bands like Leonard Skinner and the likes. But yeah, I just bought it because I thought it was fantastic. I'll probably be playing him next week also on the B-side, because he just today sent through his voice clip for the B-side. So he'll get played twice on the A-side and the B-side. So yeah, that is me. That is my song. That is us. I'm I'm going to kick it off with my vote. I liked yours, Wayne, but for me personally, it was a little generic. Mike, I'm going to have to go with Mike. I'm going to have to go with Goes a Good Speed. I love Goes. I love his music. And this one was a bit of a left of centre for me. It was more relaxed. Goes is quite relaxed anyway, but this was even more relaxed, and I really enjoyed it. I let it wash over me. Really good song. Enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah, that's a point to Mike. For me. Wayne, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. We'll start with Gozer. It's got, you know, it's just groove from the start, isn't it? It's got your head bopping from the very start. It has a prestige show soundtrack to it. You know, something like that would be on like Yellowstone or on Tulsa King or, you know, Breaking Bad or something like that. It has that feel to it that it would appear on one of those soundtracks. It's got that great Rocky Blues guitar sound to him on this. And the whole thing has this slow, slightly sleazy feel. It's a great record. Richie's song. I mean, effectively, we've all just bought the same sort of song this week.
I thought that, yeah.
Not very often that happens. So, yeah,
it's not very diverse this week.
It's we're all sort of in the same ballpark, which is weird for a change. But yeah, great lead guitar right the way through this. It's brilliant bass. I mean, everything about it is brilliant. It's slightly Bruce Springsteen. It's slightly Whiskey Myers. You know, he knows where he's going with his sound. He knows what he's doing. It's got that country feel, but it also has like gospel and folk and Americana, like you said. It's a great track. And for that reason, I'm voting for you, Rich.
All right, thank you. I got to mention the backing vocals as well. It was like very understated, but yep. It was brilliant. Absolutely amazing backing vocals. Mike, so you, what are you saying?
Excellent. Well, first of all, I forgot to say on my one when it comes out, so I should just say that Goes a Good Speed single comes out on the 27th of January, and there are 2023. And there are two fantastic B-sides with it as well. Yeah, I really liked both. I was slightly confused by your one, Rich. Not the song. I thought the song was brilliant, but the description. He was talking about Amy Winehouse and stuff, and I was trying to figure out what... That must be an old album or something, and I couldn't work out what they were saying about that song. But that aside, I really enjoyed it. Did have that sort of smooth Americana kind of feel really, really well. And produced, recorded, played, everything. Good track. But my vote actually goes to Wayne, because that riff was just like, it just cut through my soul. Just really, really enjoyed that big, fat, banging riff. I once downloaded an album. They used to be, I can't remember what it's called now, I'll have to look it up, but they used to be one of those sites where you can upload your music and people can download it for free before like Bandcamp and all that sort of took off. And they used to get loads of random albums, and one was this compilation album from an indie label that basically did all this kind of like, you know, blues rock, blues into Americana type stuff. And this just, Wayne's song felt like it could sit on that quite happily, and that was an album I played to death. So yeah, just for the memories of that period of my life, I will vote for Wayne this week. But both excellent, all excellent songs.
I call bullshit. You've chose Wayne because you know if you choose me, that means I get a point, and God forbid I should win for a second year.
Actually, I didn't think about that, to be fair, no, sorry. I'd already picked my winner.
I was reluctant to bring my artist because he sounded like a very established artist with all the people that he's played with and what he's done, but looking at his Spotify, he only has like 300-odd monthly listens, so to me that's a lesser-known artist.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Is he someone that sort of was quite big? Because when did Amy Winehouse die? If he toured with her, that was a very long time ago, wasn't it?
2010, something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even that is quite long, isn't it? But yeah, I was just thinking, so when was he around? But yeah, he's obviously coming back or whatever, and he's so fair enough. All good.
So yeah, it's obviously split down the line, so we'll have a third each.
Yeah, sounds good.
you laugh, but it might make a difference at the end of the year.
Could do.
I'll put all winners, one third each, on my little pile.
That never happens in game shows. Mm. Right, okay, so that was the head-to-head. Some really good similar songs, but yeah, very good. Right, what's next? We're going to move on to the wild card next, but before we move on to the wild card, we're just going to have a quick break.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi. It's just me, Katie, the podcast Artificial Intelligence. Myself and the team would just like to give a big thanks to all of you that listen to and support our little music podcast. It would be great if you could, wherever you are listening to this right now, give the show a like, rating, and if you are on Apple Podcasts, give us a nice review. This not only helps the podcast get out there, but also helps the artists we play get heard also. If you would like to support us on Patreon, we would love you forever. This whole thing costs a lot of money and time each month. So for the price of a cup of coffee each month, you can help us to continue making the show. Patreons will be invited to our members area where you will be able to connect with us and other artists. Artists that sign up to our Patreon, we will give you access to our members area where you will be able to post your latest works, which will then be picked up by the team and played on an upcoming episode. Just head over to patreon.com/YHHTMPC. Thanks again to all of you that already support us. And now on with the show.
We're back with the wild card. We kept this in because it's just such a good section. We just choose a random email from the emails from the plethora of emails, and it could be good, it could be amazing, it could be absolutely fucking horseshit. We don't know. It's always very exciting. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to scroll through the emails, and at some point, Mike, you can say stop, and we're going to play what we land on. So I am on the emails, and I'm flicking. Okay, right, what we got? Click, click, click. We have The Last Clouds' new electro single, Origin, from EP Illuminism, released 20th of the 1st, 23. Okay, right. Yeah, so that's what we've got. Katie! Oh, yeah, also, for those who are new, what we do is Katie will now tell us a little bit about the band, and then we discuss between us what we think the song is going to sound like, what it's going to be, and at the end of it, we see if we were correct. Most of the time, not. But yes, Katie, tell us a little bit about these guys, please.
The Last Clouds are Matt Chart and Al Quarterman, an electronic indie band spawned from the mean fields of Cheshire. They produce soundscapes so immersive you'd have to go back to 1986 and Jean-Michel Jarre's live shows to even start to understand the depth and complexity of some of their keys and synth wizardry. Mix in a good measure of Depeche Mode, season with a little Blade Runner, and you might just start to get the picture. Matt punctures this maelstrom with soaring vocals that fit perfectly in between layers of thumping beats. The result is a dense mesh of washes that suck you in, gear changes, arcing choruses, stop-start booms, which is all very awe-inspiring. Links to these cunts can be found in the show notes.
So, I'm expecting some electro synthy wavy stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I'm expecting.
I'm all over this shit. If they're quoting Blade Runner, which is
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, Depeche Mode, you know, Depeche Mode, and Jean-Michel Jarre.
Jean-Michel Jarre.
that's my playlist. I've got that shit. I was listening to fucking Oxygen 4 the other day, for fuck's sake. So yeah, I'm all over that.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to the seasoning of Blade Runner. I'd like to see how this recipe works out.
Who did Blade Runner? It's Vangelis, isn't it? Yes. So yeah, it's Vangelis as well. You know, I'm all over that shit as well. So yeah, this is right up my street.
Yeah, I'm expecting some really good synth wizardry.
I mean, from the mean streets of Cheshire, you know it's going to be good, right?
I laughed so hard when they said that. That was fucking brilliant.
I did originally think they said the meme streets of Cheshire. And I was thinking, is that a thing?
She said the mean streets of Cheshire.
No, I thought she said meme.
Meme? Oh, I'm pretty sure a few memes have come out of Cheshire.
Yeah, but I think my hearing is just poor tonight, which is not good for this sort of show.
So, yes, we're going to play the song now then. So this is Last Clouds with their song Origin. Is it Origin? Just Origin? Yep, Origin from the EP Illuminism.
I
So that was Last Clouds with their song Origin, and it was pretty much everything I think we expected. Some really nice dirty bass in there. I really like that. Really good. The only thing I would say against it was I felt that the vocals felt a bit dry. I think it was lacking maybe a little bit of reverb or something. I'm not sure exactly. I'm not a producer, but it felt like it was missing something on the vocals. But all in all, fantastic piece of music. Very much in the vein of Jean Michael Jarre mixed with all the others that they mentioned, I thought. Wayne?
Oh, no. It's not bad. I enjoyed it, but I was missold this. This has been missold to me. Yeah, there's no Jean-Michel Jarre in there for that. This was, you know, it's less Blade Runner, it's more Runaway, this is. It's got the feel of like a low-budget Netflix robot drama. I'd say they've got more in common with somebody like Gary Newman and Rammstein than Jean-Michel Jarre and Vangelis. It's not bad.
Maybe it's just because I heard electronic music and just put the two together. I'm not a big fan of electronic music, as you know.
Yeah, it's because there's like, you know, there's subgenres and stuff like that. Blade Runner is quite ethereal. That was not ethereal, that was thumping from the very start, you know, it's straight in there. Not bad, like I say, I enjoyed it.
A bit like Orbital, maybe?
Yes, I was trying to think of somebody else. Yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah. In with those guys, definitely, with a sort of 80s inflection. I get the Depeche Mode feel as well, definitely. That's the one they got right, so I'd say Depeche Mode is the one they got right. The other two, no, you're well off base with them too. Don't put yourself in that box when you don't sound like them. But yeah, I enjoyed it, good.
I thought it was more Gary Newman, a bit more industrial than I was expecting. It's not, I mean, yeah, I quite enjoy it. It's not really my scene. If I was going to go oranging, then I probably wouldn't be listening to that. I'd probably be listening to something a bit more folksy, I think. But that's just me, you know, what do I know? Difficult to comment on that because it's not an area I know as much about, perhaps. It's slightly before my sort of era, I think. So, and I don't listen to a lot of that sort of music, so I couldn't really. I mean, it was enjoyable. It was pretty good, but it's not really my sort of thing, I suppose, if I'm fair.
I wouldn't turn it off if it came on the radio.
Yeah, it's not shit. It was just, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, if you liked it, because there'll be a lot of people out there that probably listened to that and thought, oh my fucking God, I need this in my life. And if you were that person, we'll leave links to these people in the show notes. So you can go check them out. You can go and stalk them. You can go and buy their music and show them some love and all the good stuff. So yeah, do that. Moving on, we're moving on to our next section of the show. And if you are a regular, you will know that the next section is the Wayne.
It's the Intense Hardcore Show Musical Challenge. Go! Go!
So, the Intense Hardcore Genre Musical Challenge Mode Go is the section of the show which is Michael Five's favourite section of the show.
It is.
It's the section of the show where each week we get challenged to go away, find a piece of music that we like in the genre, and each week we find fuck all and end up making our own. And this week is no exception. Nobody on Twitter does Celtic hip hop, which is what we got challenged with. Fucking Celtic hip hop. Didn't even know it was a genre. Didn't even know. So yeah, Wayne didn't send anything over. So this afternoon, whilst I was in a tizzy and a panic, I thought, fucking hell, I'm gonna have to write something for this. So I've done a bit of Celtic hip hop for you all to listen to.
Do you want me to read the two lines of Wikipedia that's about Celtic hip hop?
Oh no! I've already got Katie to do it for you Katie's connected to ChatGPT. She's machine learning. She's like, Katie, tell us a bit about Celtic hip hop.
Celtic hip-hop, the genre that's taking the world by storm, or should I say by storm alone. This unique blend of traditional Celtic music and modern hip-hop beats is shaking things up and proving that even the most unlikely pairings can make beautiful music together. You might be thinking, but wait, aren't bagpipes and rap about as compatible as haggis and a vegan diet? Well, my friend, you'd be wrong. Just like how haggis can be made with veggie options, Celtic hip-hop is taking the traditional and making it relevant and exciting for today's audiences. Take the band Killer for example. These Irish lads have been blending fiddles and bodhrans with hip-hop beats for over 20 years. They're like the Bonnie and Clyde of the Celtic hip-hop world, except instead of robbing banks, they are stealing hearts with their unique sound. Or how about Maya and Nicki Minaj? This powerhouse of a woman is taking traditional Irish songs and giving them a fresh, modern twist. Her unique blend of Celtic and hip-hop is like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Except it's not just for leprechauns, it's for everyone to enjoy. And let's not forget the language aspect of Celtic hip-hop. Many artists choose to include lyrics in Irish, which adds an authentic and cultural touch to the genre. It's like learning a new language, except instead of conjugating verbs, you're getting down to some serious beats. So next time you're in the mood for some music that's a little bit different, give Celtic hip-hop a try. It's like a pint of Guinness. It may take some getting used to, but once you develop a taste for it, you won't be able to get enough.
Wow.
That is all computer generated. I didn't write a single word of that.
That's very impressive. I'm not sure. I don't like the haggis simile in there, if I'm honest with you. I don't think a veggie haggis would be at all worth having. I feel like this is going to be much better.
I'm not sure about normal haggis, so you can stick your vegetable haggis straight up your arse.
We need to go back to Kate here, because we've been doing this for 6 years and that's the first time I've gone, fuck, we only need to listen to more Celtic hip hop.
Yeah.
She's done exactly what we should have been doing for 6 years in one go.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need to take over the world.
yeah, they will. So yes, I've gone away, and what we did last year was we started to do, when we're doing it on our own, when we're doing our own piece of music, if we can't find some, which we never can, we're doing it the style of music, but with the Beastie Boys.
Yes, I was hoping you were going to bring this back.
Yes, so we're going to continue that theme. It's going to be the Beastie Boys Intergalactic in the style of the genre. So I have this afternoon created Intergalactic in the Celtic hip-hop style. Now, again, I haven't done this because I'm good at music. This is just to give you an idea of the genre. Please don't email me or message me going, that's shit. Again, I said it 1,000 times. We know it's shit. I've done it in a couple of hours this afternoon. It's just to give you an idea.
It's fucking brilliant.
And I apologise in advance. I don't even give them names. This one's just down as First Edit.
I think that's quite a hip hop type name, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
First Edit. So, you know, just say that in an Irish accent. There you go.
I did have a go, Rich. I'll
oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, after about 25 minutes, I went, no, I can't do this. it's not that it was beyond me. I was just like, everything I'm turning out just sounds like 1980s hip hop. So, yeah.
Yeah, mine probably sounds not much different. So, yeah, without no further ado, this is First Edit by Richie. Wayne.
Incredible, mate. We've had fucking far worse submissions than that. That was brilliant. I'd have played that in full if we'd have had that submitted. That was brilliant. That was really, really good, mate. I think you've nailed it. You want to hit Celtic hip hop? That's Celtic hip hop right there. Brilliant. Well done.
I think it helped that we're infusing Beastie Boys into it.
I mean, yeah, that combination, Richie, that was fucking amazing. That was so good. I was slightly stunned. I was expecting, after all the build up in the intro, I was expecting that to be terrible. You told me it was going to be shit. That was brilliant. I mean, that's the best song we've heard all night, and I managed one of the artists we played. It's fucking brilliant. Oh, outstanding. I am going to listen to Celtic hip hop from now until, well, forevermore for a start, so the job has been done. Secondly, we've got to release these properly. I know we said it all last year, but these have got to go out, Spotify the lot. I'm going to be bugging you this week to get recordings of past genre challenges. That is fucking brilliant, mate. I love it.
I appreciate that. I can't say I feel the same, but okay.
I'm quite taken aback by it. I think it's beautiful. To have done that in the afternoon, I mean, come on.
The brilliant, where you've got the other vocal, that's obviously yours doing the shouty bit, but along with you. I was like,
it's
yeah,
so
you've got it. See?
So
brilliant.
Good. So good.
I'll take that. I was very aware of my surroundings this time, because I've got the studio now, which is out back in the garage, and I live next door to a pub. On a Sunday, there's a lot of people next door, and I'm pretty sure they could have all heard me shouting in here.
So, imagine sitting in the pub and you're just there and you hear someone going, "Steam! Mean! Kane! Scream!"
But yes, that was my interpretation of Celtic hip-hop. You should definitely go check it out. There are some good artists out there that do this. And I think the Celtic aspect, it adds a nice nuance to it. It makes it, it's just different and it's nice. I liked it. Go check it out.
It's good, isn't it? Like, when you listen to a lot of hip-hop, obviously, you know, people create the beats and all that, and especially, like, I don't know, last 10, 15, even maybe 20 years, a lot of it sounds, you know, with trap and all the rest of it, there's actually not a lot of difference in a lot of things, whereas you only have to go back to, you know, to that Dre album, 2001, and you hear all the, I mean, that piano lick is still played over and over again on endless fucking TikTok videos that my son watches and God knows what else, right? Because it's really, really good. This is like taking that in a different and going, all right, let's do some proper producing and some proper hip hop, but you know, with a bagpipe or a fiddle or whatever. That's brilliant. I'm definitely gonna listen to that. I think it's brilliant.
Ace. And we have to choose a genre for next time, unfortunately. Wayne, do you have the genre bible?
It is in my hands.
I'm going to choose the letter P. Michael, you can choose the rest.
How many pages are there?
Well, 3 pages, Mike.
I will choose page 3.
Page 3, of which there are about 25.
And I will choose number 19.
I mean, yeah, nice and simple, really.
Is it?
Yeah, really, really simple. It's rock. A pity you couldn't have chosen 17, because that's
17.
Been,
I knew you said 17.
You know, you gotta stick with, you gotta stick with 19 now, I see. So number 19, and the one we gotta do next time, is punk rock.
Oh, fuck me, we don't have to do anything. Actually, Mike, you can fucking do this one.
Yeah, all right, I'll do one.
It's got a nice little write-up. It says, a subgenre of rock music known for its raw and distorted sound, usually fast and short songs, and lyrics of angst and anti-establishment. Just in case you're unsure what punk rock was.
You can have a go at this one then, are you, Mike?
I'll give it a go, yeah, why not? Yeah,
fuck
well
now, amazing, love it. Love it. That's a week off for me and Wayne.
90 seconds, 3 chords, Mike, you've got this.
Easy, yeah, I'm there. I bet I'm messing
up. And you got the lyrics, you know, just download the lyrics to Intergalactic and make it punk.
Yeah.
Pretty much
brilliant.
Punk anyway, that band, wasn't it? Punk pretty and hip-hop.
Certainly started that way, didn't it? Yeah. Cool, all right, yeah, I'll give that a go.
Okay, so yeah, the next time then we're going to bring some punk rock. I think that is the most straightforward genre we've had.
Ever. I think ever.
I don't think we had a single straightforward genre last year, did we?
No. I was sat watching QI the other night, and I don't know what the episode was, you know, subtitled or whatever, but it was one with Sandy Totsky, and she was talking about music, and they brought Liquindy up. And I was like, I know all about that shit, you know.
No.
And they were going, oh yeah, it's really good. I was like, yeah, you should listen to our fucking podcast, you wankers.
Was that maybe they are, maybe the QI elves are listening. Was that the one where Richie was splashing in the bath?
That's the one
that started all this shit.
All these problems.
Yeah, it did, yeah. Pure class.
Because we were going to do the best of season 5, which never happened. One of my favourite parts that I was going to take was the smooth, what was it called? That smooth genre. Where it talks about meeting that girl and they go back to her house in the kitchen and she makes him a stew or something like that.
That was great. Do you want the dick in or not?
I mean, we're talking about it now and it makes no fucking sense, but it was brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to be there.
You had to be there. Right, so yes, next time, punk rock, and we're going to move on to our final section of the show now, which isn't usually the final section. The final section is usually I'm struggling to talk tonight. The final section of the show is usually the artist spotlight, but we don't have an artist for the artist spotlight, so it's going to be the history section. Wayne has brought back the history section for us, so yes, that's what's next.
Welcome back to History Corner. This is lesson 22. And this morning, Rich said, are you going to do the history section? And I went, oh, fuck, I haven't done any research. I better do some. And while in the shower this morning, the question of what was the first foreign language number one to ever be in the UK came to me. And I thought, I'll look that up. And it was, this won't be a surprise to many people, but it was Je t'aime, moi non, by Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. This was the UK's very first non-English number one, and it was from our very European neighbours, the French. The song was written in 1967 after Serge Gainsbourg had a disastrous date with Brigitte Bardot, and she demanded a song as an apology. And the story goes that they recorded this song together with some very serious heavy petting, which is how the story goes. Then this news got back to Brigitte Bardot's husband, and he demanded the single be withdrawn, and then Brigitte Bardot pleaded with Serge Gainsbourg not to release it, and he did. He gave it. In 1968, Serge Gainsbourg met English actress Jane Birkin on the set of the film Slogan, and he asked her to re-record the song with him. Birkin said that she got carried away while recording this with the heavy breathing. Upon its release, the eroticism was deemed offensive because Birkin made lots of orgasmic sounds and breathing and all this. It led to the song being banned in 6 European countries, including Spain, Italy, and obviously the UK. It couldn't be played in its native France until after 11 p.m. at night, and it was only played on a few United States stations as it was deemed too risky. You know, didn't want to upset the Bible Belt people. And it was also the best move that Serge Gainsbourg could have ever asked for, was it being condemned and denounced by the Vatican, which saw sales of this song go through the roof after that. There was a film of the same title in 1976, directed by Serge Gainsbourg, called, and it was scored by him as well, which is also called Je t'aime. And according to Time Out magazine, it's number 32 as one of the sexiest songs of all time, the number one being Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. In a magazine called Paste magazine, it's number 10, and on the Esquire list, it's just in the list of the top 32 sexiest songs of all time. So yeah, the first foreign language song in the UK is Je t'aime, mon moi, which means something like I love you, not much, or something like that. But yeah, this is Je t'aime, moi non by Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin. Je viens.
heureux jour vient. Entre tes bras, je vais et je viens. Entre tes bras, et je me tiens.
To be honest, it just sounds like us before you tidy it up in the edit, doesn't it? That's all it really does, doesn't it? Well, that was Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin and the song Je T'aime. Yeah, unbelievably sexy. Has been for centuries, and it's ironic to me now that you probably hear this on national radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's been banned for God knows how long. But yeah, Rich.
Yeah, what... Katie, what did you think?
That was fucking shit.
I'm not a fan. It is what it is. I can see why it got a bit of backlash back in the day, but I don't know. It got a bit repetitive. It didn't need to be 4 minutes 20 seconds long, I don't think. It could have got away with 2 minutes 20. But and you say it was the first foreign song to hit our charts.
Yes.
That doesn't include you mean foreign language?
Yeah, foreign language.
The Americas hit our charts many times.
Yeah, it's the first foreign language song to be number one. 1969 it was. It's written in 1967 and released in 1969. And,
it is what it is.
I mean, it's aged like milk now, hasn't it? Let's be honest. It's, you know, you're talking about, we're living in the generation of WAP, and just turn the music channels on and be...
Have you still got WAP? Wayne, I've got 5G now.
Wow. Fucking hell, Mike. Now you're showing your age. Fucking WAP.
Talking of age like milk.
Jesus, WAP. I forgot all about that.
You know, this song is unbelievably tame by today's standards, is what I'm saying. You know, it's a bit of heavy breathing and some... slightly implied that they're having sex and all that sort of thing. Some heavy petting's going on. It's slightly implied. Compared to the lyrics that you hear nowadays, it's nothing. It's literally nothing. These people in the 60s would have a fucking coronary if they heard half the stuff that comes out on radio, Radio 2, let alone Radio 1. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got two things. One, I want to know, what on earth did he do on that date that was so bad that she made him do that? Secondly, what was she doing going out on a date with him when she's married? What was he doing taking her out when she's married? And thirdly, does it remind anyone else? There's a Blur song called To The End where it has like random French things through it, and it instantly reminded me of that. And now that I've listened to that, I think, oh, that must be where they got the idea from.
Yeah, they're channeling Serge Gainsbourg. So, I mean, yeah. Serge Gainsbourg, he's one of them guys, you look at him, you just know that he was surrounded by women in the 60s, even though he looks like fucking ploughed shit, you know. He looks like he's been in a jazz club for fucking 5 weeks just smoking crack, and for some apparent reason surrounded by just masses of fanny for no reason. You just know it's that case, and it's just one of those things. He was probably the it bloke, you know. You were in Paris or something, and he comes along and he's Serge Gainsbourg. It's like, oh my god, it's Serge Gainsbourg, you know, and that's it. Fuck knows what he did to Brigitte Bardot, because she rang up and demanded an apology in the form of a song. So God knows.
Would have been good day, couldn't it?
Wouldn't it be ironic if, after all the things I've said on all the episodes in the past, that we got cancelled because Wayne said masses of fanny?
I've got a couple of weeks off and my filter's dropped a little bit off here.
Yeah.
Did you know that Serge Gainsbourg used to smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day?
I'm amazed it's only 5, I've got to be honest. I've seen pictures of him.
Where did you find the time to do that, though? I like a smoke every now and again, but...
We're talking about, you could smoke indoors and it's the 60s and you're in France. You know, just watch any Jean-Luc Godard film and that's all it is. It's just lots of people smoking.
Fair.
Well, that was a good history section. I enjoyed that thoroughly. I'm not so keen on the song, but I like the story behind it and everything. That was good. I enjoyed that, Wayne. Thank you very much. I trust you have something for next time.
Yeah.
Now then.
I mean, the nice thing about that song is that Serge Gainsbourg has made me want to listen to Blur, and I bet he didn't expect that when he wrote it.
No, neither did Blur. Blur
went alive when he wrote it.
Probably not, eh?
So, yes, I'm going to round it up now. This is the end of the show. We'd usually have an artist spotlight, so we'd go on for another fucking 10, 15 minutes, but no, we're finishing it now. It's gone on long enough. It's been a nice intro to the start of the season, I feel. Yeah, so if people out there listening would be so kind as to go to www.yhhtmpc.com. That is our webpage. You can find all of our podcasts and links over there and shit. You can send your music if you want to become a part of what we do and have your music played. You can send your music to info@yhhtmpc.com. I think that's it. Anything else, Wayne? Mike?
No. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, welcome back. It's been a really good one, isn't it?
It has been a good start, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. So, yes, until next time, I have been Richie.
I've been Wayne.
I have been Mike.
Thank you, y'all, for listening, if indeed you still are.
Fast, you got one eye.
some revelry, a pocket full of cash, and into this drought. Our eyes, our ears, our minds on you. Fly away, fly from here, fly beyond what you're going.
Show them some love and all the good stuff. So yeah, do that.
Other fruits are available to pick as well.
Yeah. Completely threw me there, you cunt. Right, moving on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.